Climate change will take you under. Crash! Like lightning. Climate change is stark and frightening. Boom!
High school students led the charge in Unalaska, chanting as they marched at the front of the group and hoisting their signs high in the air.
Oh, the tides are rising, so are we. Okay.
Right is right, even if no one else does it.
YOLO. You only live once. You know, that's kind of true. Our Earth only lives once, and I don't want it to go to waste.
Crossing the bridge in blustery weather, 18-year-old CJ Tapowin said messages like these are particularly important in Unalaska.
Our town is revolved around fishing and climate change and all that environmental stuff affects us the most.
Are you worried?
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of worried.
According to Mayor Frank Kelty, that worry is warranted. Kelty has been involved in the seafood industry for decades, and he says warming ocean waters are clearly having an impact.
We're not seeing crab where they should be during surveys. We're seeing pollock the last couple years that are somewhat smaller and not as robust as they are.
Beyond the ecosystem, those trends could spell trouble for Unalaska's economy and its reliance on Bering Sea fisheries, especially if the federal government goes through with proposed cuts to environmental programs.
Right now, it's unbelievable how irresponsible the decision makers are.
That's Amy Perevserin. She helped organize the march with local activist group Alaskans for Compassion and Truth.
You know, to roll back funding for EPA, to roll back funding for science, to claim that it's alternative facts. I mean, it's up to the United States to be a strong leader in this, and they're not. And so it's up to the citizens to speak out and demand it.
Perevserin hopes Unalaskans will continue to show grassroots support for the environment and other social causes. She said the turnout for the climate march is a good sign, especially with young people leading the way. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.